Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, hopefully you're not too hungry right now, because we're talking about how we eat our food.
That's right. There are some interesting phenomena going on in the world when it comes to the culture surrounding the way we eat our meals.
That is right. How do you like to eat? Do you sit down around a table with your whole family? Or do you go out to eat by just yourself? We'll talk about this in this lesson titled, More Than a Meal, How You Eat Matters.
Let's get into our first reading for the day.
More Than a Meal, How You Eat Matters. Is eating alone bad for you? When I was growing up, my family shared a home-cooked dinner every night. We'd catch up on each other's days and make plans. Scarcely a dinner went by without a guest joining us, adding to the fun. I now prioritize dinner time with my own family. Setting cell phones aside, we strengthen our connection over a meal.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 dinner time. 这个字呢是由 dinner 跟 time 组成的，意思是晚餐时间。来看例句 ：The children rushed inside as soon as they heard their mother call out that it was dinner time. 孩子们一听到妈妈喊晚餐时间到喽，就立刻冲进屋里。相关词有 dinner guest 是指晚餐客人，譬如。Each dinner guest brought a favorite dish from his home country to share at the potluck. 每位晚餐客人都带了自己最喜欢的家乡菜肴在聚餐中分享。另外一个是 dinnerware, 意思呢是餐具组。譬如 She carefully set the table with her finest dinnerware for the holiday meal. 她为节日大餐精心布置了餐桌，用了最精美的餐具。
Sometimes you just don't want to be bothered. You want to eat a meal in peace and quiet by yourself. But is that causing harm?
Well, I'm not sure. We ask that question here in the first part of our lesson. Is eating alone bad for you? We read on, When I was growing up, my family shared a home-cooked dinner every night.Now, of course, friends, every article in our magazine has a writer, and this particular article is written from this writer's perspective.
Right, we could call it first person. Now, starting off there, we learn about how this author was growing up. Now, when you grow up, that is the process or the period of time when you're becoming an adult.From a young child until you're ready to start your adult life.
That's right. Let's use growing up in a sentence, friends. Sarah enjoyed growing up in the countryside. Now we see something else here in this sentence, friends. We see the idea of a home-cooked meal. When we say home-cooked, we're talking about something that is made at home, not something made in a restaurant or a store.
Right, not even something that's like takeout. For example, Tom loves his mom's home-cooked meals. They remind him of childhood.
Now we see that this writer has had a very privileged childhood. She was able to eat dinner at home with a home-cooked meal. We'd catch up on each other's days and make plans. This sounds quite nice.
It sure does.Scarcely a dinner went by without a guest joining us, adding to the fun.
Scarcely a dinner went by. Here, friends, this word scarcely means almost not or hardly.
Sure. For example, there was scarcely any food left after the party. Almost all of it was eaten.
Now, oftentimes the way we grow up is what affects our life and decisions as we get older. And we can see that here for our writer. I now prioritize dinner time with my own family. Setting cell phones aside, we strengthen our connection over a meal.
Okay, so that's one of the purposes or one of the benefits they have from eating all together. They strengthen their connection. That means they make their relationship with each other even stronger.
That's right, and there are all different kinds of relationships that you can strengthen, right? Here's an example. Playing games together helps friends strengthen their connection. You can strengthen your connection with someone through talking more or through doing an activity that you both like.
Absolutely, and I think research does show that when families sit down to eat meals together, especially something like dinner, it strengthens their connections.
That's right. There are other important reasons to have a meal together as well. I know for my family, it's a good time for us all to catch up. Sometimes we don't see each other throughout the day, and dinner time is the only time we have together.
Absolutely. All right, but let's talk about eating alone. Let's get into that in the next part of our lesson.
More than a meal, how you eat matters. Studies confirm that shared family meals have physical and emotional benefits for children and youth. It reduces unhealthy eating habits, eating disorders, substance use, and depression. The benefits of communal eating aren't just confined to family meals. A University of Oxford study found that people who place an emphasis on eating with others tend to feel happier and less alone. They feel better connected to their community and experience greater life satisfaction than those who usually eat alone.
We will look at the noun confine. 意思是限制或是监禁，譬如 They had to confine the dog to the backyard during the party. 在派对时，他们不得不把狗关在后院里。或是 The prisoners were confined to their cells during the lockdown. 在封锁期间，囚犯们被关在各自的牢房里。Confine 的名词是 confinement， 是指禁闭或被限制。譬如 The patient's long confinement to bed made her eager to walk again. 病人长期卧床使她渴望再次走路。
Eating together with other people can be such an enjoyable thing. Let's talk about more of the benefits.
All right, we read here, studies confirm that shared family meals have physical and emotional benefits for children and youth. So it's not just good for you mentally, strengthening that connection with your family, it's also healthy for you physically.
Okay, and we read it reduces unhealthy eating habits, eating disorders, substance use, and depression.
That's a lot of negative things that eating together with your family can help. A disorder, friend, is a problem with your body or your mind. When we're talking about eating disorders, we're specifically talking about an unhealthy relationship with food.
Right, either eating too much or too little most of the time. You might hear doctor studies saying that eating disorders are on the rise.
All right, but if you eat meals with your family, this can help keep those eating disorders away. And In addition to that, substance use and depression. Now, depression is a serious sadness that can last a long time. Depression isn't just feeling really sad. This is something that doctors can diagnose as a mental disorder.
Exactly. For example, after losing someone's job, they might struggle with depression and need some help from a professional.
Now, sometimes in English we'll say, I feel depressed. That doesn't necessarily mean we have been diagnosed with this disorder. It just means we feel really sad. But when we're talking about this word in a clinical sense, we are talking about a medical issue.
Okay, so lots of benefits here. The benefits of communal eating aren't just confined to family meals. Let's talk about that word, communal.
Okay, when we're talking about communal, we're talking about something that's being shared by everyone in a group, in the whole community.
All right, let's talk about that in a different sense. Some villages or towns might have a communal garden. It doesn't belong to one family. Lots of different people take care of it together.
You know, a city I lived in the States had a communal garden. The idea was that when people had time, they could volunteer to go and take care of the garden. And then when the vegetables were ready, different people could go and enjoy them.
That sounds like a good idea. All right, we continue. A University of Oxford study found that people who place an emphasis on eating with others tend to feel happier and less alone.
This makes sense to me, but before we talk about it, let's discuss that word emphasis. Emphasis is special importance given to something.
Okay, like a teacher might put emphasis on doing homework daily and studying for an upcoming test.
Exactly. Now, usually we emphasize the things that we feel are important. If we emphasize spending time with others, then we probably won't feel as lonely.
Right. And if we emphasize spending time with others, it doesn't necessarily mean we're with others 24 hours a day.
That's right. Now we read on here, they feel better connected to their community and experience greater life satisfaction than those who usually eat alone. I think about this in a daily context, Garrett. Most of us have jobs or we're students, right? And if we have the opportunity to eat with classmates or coworkers, but we don't take it, that could make us feel separated from the rest of the group.
Right. Sometimes you might feel a little tired or a little shy and you just want some alone time. That can be okay some of the time, but sometimes we really need to step out there, get to know someone you wouldn't otherwise spend time with.
Especially if you're feeling alone or a little bit lonely. We're going to talk more about this in a moment, friends, but right now we're going to go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Catch up. Last night, my friend and I went out for boba, and we sat there for 2 hours just talking. We hadn't seen each other in a while, so we needed to catch up on each other's lives. The phrase catch up is super flexible, and the meaning changes depending on what comes after it. When you catch up on each other's days or lives, you're sharing updates. What happened, what's new, what drama went down. Let's catch up over lunch means let's reconnect and talk. But if you catch up on sleep, I stayed up all week studying, I need to catch up on sleep this weekend. That means you're recovering, getting what you missed. Same goes for work. I was out sick and now I have to catch up on work. It can also be a simple catch up with someone. I called my cousin to catch up. That just means reconnecting. No boba required, but it helps. So whether it's people, sleep, or overdue emails, when you're behind, it's time to catch up. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
more than a meal, how you eat matters. Yet, modern culture has shifted away from communal meals and toward eating alone as people move farther from home, live alone, and work at jobs with varying hours. According to Psychology Today, Americans are eating nearly half of their meals alone. East Asian countries like Japan and Korea are also experiencing this trend toward eating solo.
Communal 意思是公共的或是共有的。来看例句。 The dormitory had a communal kitchen where all the students cooked their meals. 宿舍里有一个公共厨房，所有学生都在那里煮饭。另一个带有commu字根的名词是community， 指的是社区或是群体。譬如 The local community gathered to clean the neighborhood park. 当地社区居民聚在一起清理附近的公园。同样带有字根commu的是动词 commune， 意思呢是交流或是静思。譬如 She spent time in nature to commune with her thoughts. 她花时间在大自然中与自己的思想亲密交流。 以上就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
There are so many benefits to communal eating. So why are less and less people emphasizing it?
It has to do with our daily culture and the way we are living our lives. We read about that here. Yet, modern culture has shifted away from communal meals and toward eating alone as people move farther from home, live alone, and work at jobs with varying hours. There are a lot of good things to take a look at in this section. What should we look at first?
I think we'll talk about modern culture. Now, that word modern can talk about a specific historical period of time, but usually we're just talking about stuff from today, from this period of time. So modern culture is the ideas, customs, and ways of living that are common today.
Exactly. Like smartphones, for example. They are a part of our modern culture. So we see here that modern culture has shifted away from communal meals. Now, we see shifted away from here, friends, and this is the idea that something has moved away from or stopped something from happening.
Okay, for example, people have shifted away from using CDs to listen to music. Today, most people just stream music online.
That's so true. A lot of times when I hear this phrase to shift away from something, I don't necessarily think of something that's done on purpose. Sometimes it's just because culture has changed or a new invention has been made and now people are just doing things differently.
Right, technology changes or the kinds of ways that people live their daily routines.
Yeah, so and that's what we're seeing happen here, friends. Modern culture has shifted away from communal meals, and part of this is because people are working jobs with varying hours.
Okay, varying means there is a difference, maybe a difference in size, amount, or type. Here, varying hours would mean that people have different amounts of hours they work during the day, or they work at various times during the day.
They have different schedules. Let's use that word varying in a sentence. The students have varying interests in sports.
In that case, they don't all like the same sport. We continue here. According to Psychology Today, Americans are eating nearly half of their meals alone.
Half of their meals is quite a few meals. If you think that there are about three meals in a day, then at least one or two of those meals is eaten alone.
You know, I don't find that too surprising. Maybe for some people who are really social, that would sound like a wild number. But for me, that sounds about right.
Yeah, me too. That's not too surprising. But we see here it's not just American culture that has changed. East Asian countries like Japan and Korea are also experiencing this trend toward eating solo.
Okay, so there's a trend toward eating solo. What does that mean? Well, it's a general movement or change in a certain direction.
Let's use trend toward in a sentence. There is a trend toward eating healthier food. That's a good kind of trend. Now, they aren't always good trends, right? Some people could have, or some societies could have, a trend towards more destructive behavior. But the idea here is that things are shifting.
Right. And I think trends or trending towards something is a good thing to think about. It means that something hasn't changed immediately all the way toward one end. It's gradually changing. Sometimes you don't even notice it unless you look at statistics.
Hey, that's a really good point. Another thing to add is that if something is trending towards a certain direction, it could be trending in the other direction later, or you might be able to do something to stop that trend.
Exactly. And of course, we can trend toward good things as well. Here, we're learning there is definitely a trend toward eating alone.
That's right. We have more to say about this in just a moment, friends. But right now, it's time for today's usage tip.
Today's usage tip, 要来看 scarcely 加动词 加 without 加 动名词 或 名词的用法。 这是双重否定的结构， 语义相当于 几乎没有 就如何， 比一般肯定句更具有强调的效果。 Scarcely 表示几乎不， Without 表示没有。 把两者结合后可以凸显 Without 后面内容的重要性， 暗示它几乎必然会发生或是存在。 那除了scarcely 之外呢， 还可以使用 hardly 或是 never 来表达类似的意思。 来看例句， Never does he pass a mirror without looking at himself. 他每次经过一面镜子时一定会照一下自己。
Well, friends, today we discussed the idea that how you eat matters. We mostly looked at the positives when it comes to eating with other people. We haven't talked about the positives that come with eating alone yet. So before we get into that, I want us to guess what they might be.
Okay. Well, when you eat alone, you have a lot of time to think. Sometimes we're so busy in our daily lives, spending time with friends or working, we don't have time to process what's going on in life.
That's a good point. I'm someone who likes to have a little bit of my own time during the day. So during my workday, if I can be by myself for a while, I could see the benefit.
Absolutely. Now, of course, it's important to have social time, as we talked about in our lesson today. Potentially, though, you could find that outside of your mealtimes as well.
That's totally true. And to be honest, when I do eat alone, I'm not usually spending the time thinking or processing my day. I'm often scrolling social media, or maybe I'm listening to an audiobook.
Sure. And of course, those aren't necessarily bad things. Well, friends, think about this. Do you most of the time eat with other people or by yourself? And do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a great thing for you to talk about in English. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.